In this bulletin, Labor pledges $1 billion to support clean hydrogen development. At least 120 people reportedly dead after a car bomb explosion in Afghanistan. And the Socceroos through to the Asian Cup quarterfinals after a penalty shootout win against Uzbekistan. I'm Gareth Borum, and this is the latest SBS News. Federal Labor is pledging $1 billion to boost Australia's renewable energy industry if it wins this year's election. The funding will go to the Clean Energy Finance Corporation to support clean hydrogen development. Labor says the hydrogen industry could be worth $10 billion in 20 years and create 16,000 new jobs in regional Australia. The plan also involves establishing a national hydrogen innovation hub in Gladstone, about 550 kilometres north of Brisbane. Hydrogen produces water vapour and heat when burnt, and is close to a zero emissions fuel when produced from water using renewable energy. The body of murdered Palestinian student Aya Moussaoui has been released to her family to begin her journey home. The 21-year-old's funeral and burial will be held this week in Israel. Aya's father, Saeed Moussaoui, says the support his family has received from the Australian community makes him hopeful for the future.
Let you to feel can have better future for our child and for the another generation. This is our job and this is the message what we want to send. We want to make the world is more peace and more safety and more beautiful, and more smile, and more forgive each other, and more accept the another also.
A former advisor to ex-Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull is reportedly planning to run against Tony Abbott in the upcoming federal election. The Sydney Morning Herald reports Alice Thompson will announce her candidacy as an independent for the Sydney seat of Warringah later this week. Mr. Abbott holds the seat, which has voted Conservative since 1922, with a margin of about 15%. New research has found non-English-speaking migrants take to unique Australian language more readily than their English-speaking counterparts. An Australian National University study found migrants learning English as their second language use words such as esky, thong and nappy at the same rate as Australian-born people. Lead researcher Ksenia Egnisheva says she was not sure what to expect when they did the research.
On the one hand, we thought that maybe the second language speakers would not acquire Australian English words as well as the first language speakers. Of course, what we found is the second option is that they actually acquired more of the Australian English words, perhaps because of this mobility and second language learning.
Overseas now, and a car bomb detonated at a military compound in central Afghanistan has reportedly killed at least 120 security personnel and injured many more. The Taliban has claimed responsibility for the attack. The Taliban's power and reach has surged since foreign combat troops left Afghanistan in 2014. That year, the United States-led combat operations against the Taliban officially ended. Some US and Australian troops remain in the country to provide training and assistance to Afghan forces, who do most of the fighting. At least 11 people are reported dead in Syria after Israel launched jet strikes on a series of Iranian military targets. Witnesses in the Syrian capital Damascus say loud explosions rang out in the night. Israel's military is warning Syrian forces against attacking Israeli territory or forces in response. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says the jet strikes came in response to a rocket that Iranian forces fired towards Israel on Sunday.
We act against Iran and also against the Syrian forces that aid the Iranian aggression. Whoever tries to harm us, we will harm them. Whoever threatens to destroy us will bear the full responsibility.
To sport, and in football, Socceroo goalkeeper Matt Ryan has saved two penalties during a 4-2 shootout win against Uzbekistan to send Australia to the Asian Cup quarterfinals. The match went to penalties after the game finished nil-all after extra time. After Ryan's second save of the penalty shootout, returning forward Matthew Leckie stepped up and scored to send Australia through to a game against the host of the Asian Cup, the United Arab Emirates. Ryan spoke to Fox Sports after the match.
I hadn't saved a penalty for the national team, which was something that was bugging me, but you know, to get two in that moment just there, I'm really happy, and yeah, obviously for a goalkeeper that's the pinnacle.
And now a look at today's weather. In Perth, there'll be a late shower or two and 26. Sunny in Adelaide, 37. Melbourne, becoming sunny, and 31. It'll be hot and sunny in Hobart with a top of 30 degrees. In Canberra, partly cloudy and 37. Wollongong, mostly sunny, 27. Sydney, cloud clearing and 30. In Newcastle, it'll be mostly sunny and 31. Brisbane, partly cloudy, 32. A shower or two in Cairns and 31, while in Darwin there'll be rain, with a storm likely, and a top of 31 also. I'm Gareth Borum, this is SBS News.